bringing Christ to the nation.
La hora luterana.
路德小时.
Tribunza Jesu Christo.
Bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
Today's international devotion was written by Judith Dimidenchi, who is a member of Cristo Rey Lutheran Church in Guatemalan City, Guatemala. A friend and supporter of Lutheran Hour Ministries in that country, we thank her for this devotion. A text for today, from the 5th chapter of Matthew. You were the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. We often hear, discuss, and worry about the deterioration of family, community, and society. Frankly, it's not worth seeking the guilty ones of the current situation in society. It is enough to note that the decline is the result of the nature of sinful humanity. In truth, we are all guilty and responsible to God. At the same time, we know what we are seeing is not God's will. Thankfully, the Lord, in His infinite wisdom, has given us that which can help preserve an orderly and God-fearing society. Those gifts from the Lord include government, institutions, marriage, family, and, of course, His church. As Christian parents, Christian countrymen, and members of the Christian church, we are called to be part of a counterculture which must work hard to help preserve the best of secular society. To that end, our Savior said, "You, His disciples, are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its savor, how can it be made salty again? It's no longer good for anything." He wants us to know that if we do not live as salty Christians in the sinful world, we are not fulfilling our role in society. The day will come when the Lord will ask us why we didn't do what He asked of us. Similarly, we know the world is in darkness. The Lord knows it too. To dispel that darkness is why He sent His Son into the world to be the one and only light. So that we might live in the light, Jesus gave His life as the sacrifice which moves believing hearts from the darkness of despair and damnation to the light of life. Now, the Lord asks that His redeemed people reflect Jesus' blood-bought light. In telling us this, He is encouraging us to reflect the light of Jesus to those around us. That means we are to be the people who shine by spreading the good news with our words and our lives. In this sinful environment, we who have been redeemed should never be ashamed to share and show how Jesus has given us love, peace, joy, and righteousness. This, as Jesus tells us, can be done in a twofold way. First, as the salt of the earth, we should prevent that which is negative. That's what salt does. It prevents corruption and spoilage. Second, we should be light, doing the positive work of dispelling darkness. In this way, we can have a double influence on religious and secular societies. Even as we prevent corruption, malice, strife, injustice, lies, hatred, and other sinful practices, we can also encourage the advancement of truth, justice, and love, which reflects the values of those who are part of the kingdom of God. We pray. Lord God, as your redeemed child, I ask that you will use me to defeat evil and encourage that which is good, right, and pleasing to you. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.